T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got this little piece of audio dropped in my inbox yesterday in email form. Our midday counterparts down in Miami, 790 The Ticket. They're our sister station and Intercom station. I know all of these guys well. We've been on 560. We've been on 790 The Ticket. You know, it's a nice big Intercom family. But Brendan Tobin had the nerve to take shots at the Atlanta Braves.
The Braves can go kick rocks, quite frankly. As an organization, they're Busch League. They're a Busch League franchise, and they are the ultimate keepers of the game. They are headlined by Brian McCann, and I know he's not there anymore, but I know that his stink is in that clubhouse, and he would have pulled the same rat move that he pulled on Jose Fernandez years ago when Jose Fernandez lit one into the upper deck against his team, spit on third base for that Chris Johnson who was jawing at him, and then it all ruined the best moment of the season for the Marlins. That franchise sucks. Because then that Mike Redmond, the gutless dog that he was, beat the fun out of Jose Fernandez and made him apologize for his actions. So, Braves, why don't you look at yourself in the mirror when you wonder why stuff like this happens in baseball? It's because of rat branches like you that go out there and spread branches. This propaganda nonsense. That's why it happened with Jose Ureña. You guys are the ones who keep this going year after year after year after year. Because of your keepers of the game, you walk around with your robes and your fancy chants, and you all come up with unwritten rules. Ken Rosenthal's there somewhere. So I don't want to hear any from you now that you have an awesome young player. Welcome to the club. It's awesome having a great, exciting young player. But tough nuggets, it happens. That's baseball. Let's move on. Let's not act like somebody was assassinated. Got hit in the arm. Oh, my arm. He was milking it. Let's be honest. How long does it take you to walk to first base? Your arm hurts? Get the out of here.
What was it, the F word?
No, there's
or just the H word?
There's a lot of things they can say down there that apparently we're not allowed to say.
Miami's a little more loose-lipped than we are.
They are.
Radio host to radio host, nice job. Good rant. I don't agree with any of it.
No.
But that's pretty good rant. Inaccurate in several ways.
Yeah.
The one part that was accurate was his shot at Chris Johnson. Who one season hit like 320,
and then he sucked the rest of his life.
Like, disappeared. What in the hell happened to Chris Johnson? Is he somewhere with Bison Dele in the Pacific Ocean?
Really? You had to go that route? That's the second Bison Dele reference in a week.
I don't know why I got Bison Dele on the
brain. But by the way, Mark Owens, whoa, hold on. We're not ranting against Dan Lebatard, so we're not going to go that route.
I thought this was an anti-Lebatard bit.
No. We like Lebatard. Lebatard and Stugatz are awesome. I actually like Brendan Tobin and Brian the Beast London and Leroy Horde. They're great guys. But the Miami Marlins? You guys are about to get it. Brendan Tobin, you have the nerve to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Your own city doesn't give a crap about the Florida Marlins.
Amen.
Yeah, Rick, that's right. I called them the Florida Marlins because Miami's too cool of a city to own them. How about give them to Tallahassee or Gainesville or Ocala or Bushnell?
Where?
Or any one of the other cesspools in northern or central Florida. You talk about the Braves finally having a nice young star.
We do.
You know who the Marlins are? They're the Tanashi of baseball. That's because all your stars use you to move on to bigger and better things.
Shots fired.
That is. Hey, your team and city, they pimp taxpayers out of billions of dollars for a stadium that nobody wants or goes to.
Mm-hmm.
You should have let them go to San Antonio.
Good
or
call.
Maybe Tijuana.
Better call.
Or maybe they could go with you to Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nice statue. What the hell is that? You know who I feel bad for, Rick? It's the guy that operates the statue
after they
hit a home run. Because he doesn't have anything to do. He just gets paid to sit out there and do nothing because your team can't hit any home runs.
Where's Stanton?
He's in New York because he got used. He used the Marlins.
Who?
Like Tanashi. That's what he did. Hey, Tobin, you know the only good thing the Marlins actually did? That's make you eat crow. Not literally, They actually made him eat a live crow. Not a live crow. It was a dead crow. But he had to eat crow. You know why? Because he said Christian Yelich is terrible, and he'd never hit 20 home runs. And then Yelich hit 20 home runs, and Tobin had to eat crow. Yelich then told the Marlins, you guys could suck it, and he was off to Milwaukee.
Because he used them like...
Tanashi. Hey, Derek Jeter, maybe the Marlins should have took Marlins man's 200 grand. You know why? Then you could have bought yourself a starting pitcher that could throw a strike in the first inning. We get more fans for Atlanta United. That's right, MLS soccer in two games than the Marlins will draw in a month.
That's
FIU
right.
Football draws more fans than the Marlins. By the way,
go Owls.
No, that's FAU.
My bad.
I think they're the Panthers or Golden Panthers.
I'm confused.
Who knows what they are? By the way, why the hell are Butch Davis and Ken Dorsey even at FIU? Aren't they like college football legends? What the hell are you doing at
Stealing
FIU?
A check.
You know what? More fans will be at the Falcons game tonight in the fourth quarter to watch Garrett Grayson. Then it'll be at a Marlins game to see your second baseman.
You got that right.
By the way, who the hell is their second baseman?
No clue.
It doesn't matter. He's a double-A scrub that's masquerading as a major league player. You called the Braves a rat franchise. You really called the Braves a rat franchise. The only rats down in Florida are at a Florida Panthers game. Maybe the Panthers fans should throw Marlins players on the ice after they score a goal instead of a plastic rat.
Didn't he actually call them rat franches?
Franches, yeah. I'm not sure what that is. Is that like a side dish at a Cuban restaurant? I'm not really sure. Your pitcher's name is Urania. My wife's name is Urania. Only one of them's hot. And she doesn't wear that ugly orange hat. The turnover chain couldn't even make the Marlins cool. That's right, the turnover chain, coolest thing in college football. That couldn't help that candy blank franchise. Next time Urania drops his gloves, we're going to let Snicker kick his rear end. Because Marlins, you don't want these problems.
Take that, Brandon, whatever
Brendan.
Your last name
it's
is.
Brendan Tobin.
Oh, my bad, Brendan Tobin.
Yeah, we like him. He's actually a nice guy.
I was trying to get like sarcastically shady, and I screwed up his name.
What was because a rat franchise like you, franchise like you, franchise
no. Franchise.